My name's Brendan McGee. In 1897, Sam Henry passed two examinations, one to be a teacher, the other to be an excise man. He chose the latter. His career took him across the north of Ireland and the northwest and southwest of England. The following abridged extract from his story, The Romance of the Revenue, explains his decision. Our lives are determined by trivialities. One factor in my decision was a verse by Robert Louis Stevenson. The gauger walked with willing foot, and as he walked, he played the flute. And what should Master Gauger play but over the hills and far away? Deep down in all of us is the consuming desire to get over the hills. At the outset, I would say that any man who does not love his job is a slave. It took a while to fall in love with my new career, but I learned to be thankful for small mercies. Almost demoralizing was the survey of North Irish pubs with their dark, dank snugs and their porter-stained counters. Yet even there, I could always study humanity, and now and again, one came in a licensed house that had a ray of real comfort. In England, the inns were a delight to me. Not that I drank in them, but the nicely sanded floor, the shining appointments, the innocent and quaint characters, the very names of those hostelries constituted a link with the past and stood for the solid as well as liquid happiness of the common folk. Who could resist the comforts of a hostelry named the Rose in June, or could feel dull in the Merry Harriers in Clehiddon down Somerset Way? The shining stars in the firmament of the revenue were Geoffrey Chaucer and Robbie Burns, the Plowman poet, whose record in the head office character book was "The poet does pretty well." I might add that Burns, with genius above all his fellows, based his literary career on his collection of the folk songs of his country, which he polished with matchless artistry to the underlying lyrics of "The World Will Cherish Forever." The popular belief is that Burns was a ne'er-do-well wastrel. The opposite is the truth. He had qualified for promotion at the time of his early demise. He died at 37. He was a zealous officer, but had a kind heart, turning a blind eye to the poor who were in fault with the revenue. Burns had Northern Ireland connections. It is a moot point whether he ever visited Ulster. I am credibly informed that he did, at the request of a brother bard, Billy McGee. They arranged to identify one another by improvised rhyme. When Burns's boat drew alongside Belfast Quay, Billy scanned the passengers and addressed him in the stanza. The weather is fair and the day is fine, and I think you're Burns from the town of Ayr. And Scotland's national bard replied, you're on land and I'm on sea. By the cut of your jib, you're Billy McGee. I must not omit The Romance of the Revenue for me as being associated with a rich, a full and joyous life. In my contact with the old, who have all now passed away, I had the rare privilege of sharing their folklore and their old songs. I did not dream how rich the field I was ploughing. In The Romance of the Revenue, Sam makes no direct reference to his role as a pensions officer. When the Old Age Pension Act 1908 was introduced, it came within the remit of customs and excise. The pension was a means-tested benefit payable to those over 70. The full amount of 5 shillings a week was paid to those with incomes below £21 per year and reduced on a sliding scale for those with incomes between £21 and £31.10 a year. There were other conditions to payment, mainly related to character. A pensions officer would have carried out assessments and made recommendations to the local committee, and hence one of the main reasons Sam would have had considerable contact with the old and the poor. In addition to Chaucer and Burns, Sam refers to other excise men who became writers, but one omission is William Allingham, which is little surprising given the certain similarities in career and interests. Allingham was born in Ballyshannon in 1824. After a period working in a local bank, he became a customs officer in his native county, Donegal. During his service there, Allingham started to collect the words of folk songs and ballads. In 1850, he was posted to Coleraine. Allingham had other career postings in Ireland and England before moving to London. He retired from the revenue and became involved in the wider literary scene, including 4 years as editor of Fraser magazine. He was a friend of Dante Gabriel Rossetti, the poet and painter, and co-founder of the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood. Allingham died in London and is buried in his hometown, Ballyshannon. His most famous works are the poem The Fairies and his diary, which recounts his contacts with fellow writers and artists in London. Allingham had gone up the Airy Mountain, over the hills and far away.